When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Hello and welcome back, my friends, to the second half of the Eric St. Joe podcast. A little longer than what I told you I was going to take. I said, yeah, 11:30, 11:45, I'll be back. Well, I ate. I was like, you know, I'm into my eating window. This is how it's going to be, you know? With me, it's feast or famine. Right now, we're well into the feast mode, and I'm hoping that I can have a long, consistent run of feast mode. When I say feast, I actually mean the opposite. I don't mean eating. But I was like, all right, hey, I've been fasting for 16 hours. I can now eat some food. Let's get after it. Quarter cup of peanuts. Half cup of cottage cheese. 3/4 of a cup of blended yogurt with some berries. 4 egg whites. Dogs get the yolks. And we're good. We are good. Linda wrote farewell with an emoji of an ear, suggesting that when I boomed in, I was a little too loud. My apologies. Sometimes that happens. Tragedy avoided, catastrophe avoided, averted. Yesterday, at the EZ household, Madison wanted to take home a cat, and it was the neighbor's cat. And she gets things into her head, and it's like, I hear, hey, Dad, there's a stray cat in the garage. It was actually Ash who said that. Dad, hey, Dad. Yeah, Ash.
There's a stray cat in the garage.
Uh-oh, really?
Yeah, black and white. It's beautiful.
By the way, yesterday was Ash's birthday. Ash just got his driver's license changed to say that he's a dude. I was so proud of that. He's proud of all things guy. You know, Ash is my transgender son. Which I believe that more people would have been transgender many, many years ago had people like Ash kicked in the door back then. You know, back then we called them tomboys because they dressed like dudes. They smell like BO. And then they went on to become our nation's lesbians. And now they've taken it a step further. Because before you would just see the lesbians who would wear their hair like men. But now, you can actually become a dude, and that is what Ash has done. So I'm like, nice! I mean, Ash has hair all over his face.
His voice like this.
Burps and farts. And I'm like, Ash is like,
yeah, there's a cat in the garage. Stray cat.
And, like, so Ash still has some female sensibilities, though, like I do, and is holding the cat, and the cat is in love with Ash. Madison says, I go, and I can see, I already see her gathering up, like, the cat food, and I stop her before she goes in the garage. I go, do not feed the cat.
Why? He's starving.
So the hurricane is getting ready to make landfall at that. I go, he's not starving. He's robust. That cat is not starving. Look at him. He's so sad. I don't think he's sad. He's just doing what a cat does. He wanders into the garage because we got a cat door. When we used to have Buddy Bobcat Face, a neighborhood cat that we fed and became our cat. Excuse me. And time passes. Ash is falling in love with the cat on the front porch. Madison keeps coming back. Can we take him home? We want him. We want him. We want him. I go, no. She goes, why? I go, because first of all, most important, this is probably someone's cat. No, it's not. It's not. I go, look at it. It's in pristine condition. No, it doesn't have a collar, but I wouldn't do that. So she's losing her shit. I got to tell you what. Let me make a post on the neighborhood Facebook group. So I took a picture of the cat and I posted it. And 10 minutes later, someone says, oh, yeah, that's Pablo. He lives right behind us. He's great. I go, and I didn't, all I wrote was, hey, this cat dropped by. Nice cat. Whose is it? And right away, someone, oh, yeah, everybody in the neighborhood knows Pablo. He's cool. Someone else is like, oh, yeah, he made friends with my cat. Like the Hallelujahs next door, they got the cat Rocky. Rocky and Pablo are pals. And sure as shit. When Madison was finally leaving, thank God, when I say that because of this whole cat thing, not because anything else, I want to make sure I say that. Pablo and Rocky are in the front yard playing. So I'm like, yeah, you know, she would, if I had said, take the cat home, she absolutely would. I go, you got to think. I mean, what are the cues here? First of all, I've seen this cat around the neighborhood. She didn't listen to me when I told her that. I go, I've seen this cat before. I said, it's probably someone's cat. No, it's not. You don't know. You don't know. I go, yeah, I'm sure it is. Maureen writes, I hope all these cats are fixed. Rocky for sure is fixed. I know that he's got a little, they do the little clippy-clippy on the tip of the ear. Which kind of makes me feel bad. But, yeah, and I'm assuming this one is too. This is someone's actual cat. I don't think that, I don't think they would allow that. I mean, I don't know. I'm just assuming the cat is fixed. But anyway, that would have been a catastrophe if she took that cat home. Maureen says, yup, that's TNR. I'm doing that now. You're clipping your ear? Huh? Hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, I just finished listening to Tony Gates is back on the air. Now, you remember Tony Gates from WLAV. I've talked about Tony many times. He's one of the biggest assholes, in my opinion, that has ever existed on the radio. Here's my Tony Gates stories. And I'll get to, let me get to that. He's on a 3,000-watt radio station in Greenville, Michigan. You cannot get it here. If you want, it's WGLM. You can listen to this asshole. He's on right now, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And I clicked on the live stream, and there was a Whitney Houston song that was playing. And then they went to the newscast, which is not affiliated with him. It's like piped in from out of town. Tony Gates or Greg, a bigger asshole? Well, Greg's not an asshole. He just plays one on the radio. All right. Tony is, I'll get to that in a second. So I see that Whitney Houston was being played. And in my mind, I said, all right, Well, the news is running. I bet you he's going to talk out of the news, and I'll bet you he's going to talk about, he'll start name-dropping his Whitney Houston story. Because he was like, on the Whitney Houston tour of 1985 or something like that, he was like the gopher who would go out and get her dinner or something like that. He worked for a record company. I said, I'll bet you any money he starts out this segment talking about Whitney Houston. And sure as shit, he did. And he talked for like 10 minutes. And he dropped several things that he does in his go-to quiver of go-to Tony Gates stories. He dropped the Whitney Houston name-dropping. He dropped the Grateful Dead, that he was, quote-unquote, on tour with the Grateful Dead. And then he dropped that he's from Litchfield, Michigan. These are all on your Tony Gates bingo card of bullshit. Hang on a second. Paul, I'm podcasting. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody. I tuned in a little while ago, maybe an hour or two ago, just briefly, and heard you talking about your fasting. That's what I was calling to talk to you about.
Well, go ahead. What do you got?
Oh, well, I fast all the time. I just don't eat much. So I do this. Yeah, I go at least 16 hours all the time.
Yeah, that's...
I only eat basically one time a day.
Do you get enough calories?
I don't know. I have a few beers in there, and yeah.
Jeez. Okay.
So,
yeah.
You know, you gotta have that sandwich in those beers.
Okay.
The greens and hops.
So sandwich, beers, and all right. I'll
Yeah, tell your audience that's the way to lose 70 pounds, the way I did.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the world-famous push-up Paul. I don't know why you don't do push-ups anymore.
I can't because of the stupid spine.
Your spine?
I don't know. My spine, the sciatica.
Oh, okay.
So I just do crunches, which they say are better or easier on the spine. And I'm walking right now. Of course, I can't run. My leg is still kind of numb, tingles all the time. I'm not going to dare run and end up back using that freaking walker again.
Oh, God. Yeah, I didn't even want to talk to you when you had that thing. I didn't want to be around you.
Dude, that's incredible. How do you go from running marathons to using a walker?
So is the doc going to do anything for the sciatica, like some medicine or...
No, I'm just resting and stretching. I don't want to have surgery.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've
just
heard.
Just like with the heart deal, I don't want to have open heart surgery to fix that thing.
All right.
So how's the podcast going?
It's great. Just talking shit and hanging out, you know, doing what I normally do.
So right now, this is your paid version?
No.
The private version or whatever it's called?
No, I have to break Mondays up into two parts because I have an obligation every day right in the middle of it on Mondays.
Right. Okay, I know what you're talking about, right?
So this is the back half of the free one.
Right. The audience might be shocked to know that you have to take a break to play with yourself.
Oh, my
right
God.
Right in the middle of the podcast.
Oh, Jesus.
So I wasn't going to tell anybody. I hope no one heard that.
You haven't changed. That's great.
Michael just brought up your favorite brother, not mine. He just brought up the Las Vegas elevator story.
Oh, when you shit your pants?
Yes.
Shit his pants in an elevator. Were there people in the elevator with you when you shit the pants? When you
Mom and Dad from like Iowa or someplace.
Normally, when you shit your pants, you might like go, "Oh no!" Did you speak? Did you go, "Oh no! Hey, I shit my pants."
No, I lifted the beer to my face to try to hide myself laughing.
Oh no! We've all been there,
right? So your audience, I'm sure, would love to hear that.
Yeah,
so.
They either way, they just did. We just told them the story. Oh my God! Except you told it to me when I was on the radio.
I called your house.
Okay.
and left a voicemail, and I still have that recording somewhere.
And then I played the recording.
Yes. Of me drunk in the middle of the night.
I shit my pants.
From Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, I would love to get my hands on that.
Yeah, we're moving here. Me and Goose are going to move in together here in less than a month. So I've got it somewhere. It's tucked away somewhere.
And so for people who don't know, Goose is Paul's daughter, not his lover.
Hey, she's working with me now.
I heard.
And her name tag actually says Goose.
Okay. That is my niece.
That's what I called her. So everyone's like, hey, who's this kid? I go, that's my daughter, Goose.
Did you watch the Lions yesterday?
No, I will not drink the Kool-Aid. I got the straw to my mouth last year. I didn't take the paper off the straw, but I was ready to sip the Kool-Aid last year after their, 15-1 or whatever the hell they were.
Yeah.
And, of course, they got blown out. First playoff game. So I'm like, nope, same old Lions. They almost fooled me. And no, they're not going to make any. I doubt they even make the playoffs. As of this moment, they're not even in.
All right. Very good. Glad to see that things are staying consistent.
Oh, yeah. I'm out walking like the old days. So only I don't run, but I'm walking.
No, dedicated, I don't run.
Rain, snow,
fuck
everything.
That. I'll walk the dogs. I'll mow the lawn and walk the dogs.
There you go.
All right, I'm out of here.
All right. Okay. Have fun.
Yep, see ya. Ladies and gentlemen, push up Paul. Ladies and gentlemen, push up Paul. Sorry. I just shut my microphone down for a second there. My bad. My older brother. So anyway, Tony Gates. Where was I? For 8.5 minutes to open up his show at the top of the lunch hour, he's going on and on about, yeah, that's right, baby. So anyway, we played Whitney Houston there. You know, I got a long history with Whitney Houston. And then he does all that bullshit. And then somehow, oh, yeah, Clive Davis is a good friend of mine, baby. And all that bullshit. It was horrible. I cannot imagine anybody listening to that finding joy in that. I think I was starting to open up the story time, easy story time about my Tony Gates interactions. Two that stand out that are the most ridiculous. When I was at WBBL, Cumulus Radio. And I was in an ass-kissing mood or something like that. And I said to Tony, I go, yeah, man, tell you what, you guys are sounding, LAV is sounding so tight these days, man. It's so good. I didn't mean a word of it. I'm just saying it. And Tony's like, that's the way I built it, baby. I built it like that, baby. That's how it is. And I'm like, what a way to express something. Arrogant fuck. And he didn't build anything, all right? That radio station plays the same 300... By the way, is this thing on? Because I hadn't seen a comment for a long time. Am I that shitty right now? Or is it... What's happening here? I'm just always paranoid that I've lost my stream or something like that. I just want to make sure... There you are. Outstanding. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So... I'm like, God, what an arrogant fuck. Then there was a moment when I'm at my desk at BBL and I hear, that's right, it's my birthday, baby. Oh, yeah, happy birthday to me. He's announcing his birthday throughout the floor. This is 5:30 in the morning. And then Uncle Buck, who never put up with his shit, is on the other side of the building. And I go, hey, Buck!
Yeah?
Did you hear the news?
What is it?
It's Tony's fucking birthday! Man, and so that's all it took. Hey, you know what, Zane? Fuck you. You're dead to me, Zane. Fuck you. I know what the fuck you're doing. You're making fun of me. Fuck you. He went crazy. And I'm like, oh, come on. You're announcing your birthday, you stupid fuck. That's all it took. And then he forgot about it. So then, if I'm communicating with him at that point for many, many months till that I worked there after that, it was like nothing ever happened. Then after hearing all of the interactions that, I had a front row seat for all of the days, weeks, months leading up to Tony Gates getting fired from LAV. I don't know if he was fired, let go, not renewed. I don't have any fucking idea. But so I'm talking to people in the building about it. And every time I have a conversation, I'm like, oh, my God, he did what? He did what? Easiest guy in the world to make fun of. And probably one of the most arrogant people in radio that I have ever worked with. I have a arrogant Hall of Fame that consists of Joe from the Joe and the Poor Boy show, Phil from the Phil and Billy show, me, Tony, Huge's ego. I got to include Huge on that. So Joe, Phil, me, Tony, and Huge. So I'd have to have four on the Mount Rushmore. Joe, Phil, Tony, and Huge. Because I can't be on there because of how humble I am, as you know. Well, congrats, Tony. Sounds fine. Sounds the same as always. Sounds like this, baby. In fact, I can play some of this for you. He starts out bitching about the Lions.
For a couple more days, and then Kara's out doing what she does, and I'll be doing 10 to 2 by myself, so that'll be even more of a train wreck. But I watched that game, and it was painful. And then we were watching the social media comments that went on all during the first half, and it was pretty much same old Lions. Here we go again. And I'm going, this isn't...
This guy talks fast.
Embarrassing. This is really bad.
I don't want angry people.
Hey, we played a little Whitney Houston. I worked for her. I worked with her for the first year of her.
I worked for her. I work with her.
Her career. Mm-hmm. I left when I left Grand Rapids LAV. That's the first time I've said those call letters in a while. But when I left, it was time to go, and I got a job.
When I left, it was time to go. Travis worked with Tony.
Hey, this is Travis.
Shit.
Job working, and Clive Davis hired me. Donnie Einer, who was a giant in the industry, went on to be at CBS. Yeah.
Listen to this name dropping. That's right, Whitney Houston, baby, and Clive Davis and Walty, whatever the fuck that guy's name was.
Donnie Einer, who
Donnie Einer, everybody knows Donnie Einer, baby.
Giant in the industry, went on to be at CBS. Yeah, right. They hired me. My wife was in labor in the hospital. They interviewed me.
Okay, so then story time, and then this goes on and on and on. He dumps out his junk drawer in the first 7 minutes of the lunchtime. He probably told that story at 11 a.m. and 10 a.m. as well. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but there may have to be Who are these Tony Gates? At some point. It's difficult for me, though, because I don't think this radio station keeps an archive of the Tony Gates show. So you have to listen to it live and then record it as it happens. And, well, I'm doing this, so it's difficult. It's difficult, baby. Maybe if I just, because Mondays are really tough for me because I'm doing this past noon, sometimes closer to 1, sometimes even after 1, baby. And then I don't have the opportunity, but there's got to be a way to make this happen. Tony freaking Gates back on the air. He's awesome. Just ask him. Folks, I've got sponsors, as you know, that make it all work for me. King's Room Barbershop online at kingsroom.net. I just saw those good folks on Friday. Thank you again. Kingsroom.net, 3 locations, Caledonia, Northland Drive, 821 36th Street in Wyoming. If you head over there, please mention my name. Kingsroom.net gives you schedules, hours of operation, exact locations of the stores. King's Room Barbershop. I shouldn't say stores. I should say barbershops. But it's kind of a store. King's Room Barbershop online at kingsroom.net. Thank you to Skydive Grand Haven. And by the way, you folks, thank you so much for sharing my social media posts for Skydive Grand Haven. If you would continue to do that, if you're on my Facebook or you see me post about, hey, check out Skydive Grand Haven, just a handful of days till the Black Friday sale is done. If you share that, you are helping me like you wouldn't believe. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you would share the Skydive Grand Haven posts that I put on there, that would be most helpful for me. More and more people are signing up, which is awesome. And it is confirmed. It is the first ever Eric Zane Show podcast summertime air orgy. We are going to have our first air orgy as we skydive this summer from Skydive Grand Haven. We all book the same day. And then there's, imagine this. This is how it's going to go. If you buy this tandem jump for $199, regular $299 at skydivegrandhaven.com. Click shop gift certificates and then click on the $199 Black Friday button. We all buy them on a day we figure out. We show up there. We have all of the planes lined up. We all get in the planes. We all take off. And then we jump out of the fucking airplane. Airplanes. Holy shit. So get that and save $100. I mean, you can get a tandem jump anytime, but it's normally $299. Do it for $199. If you've always wanted to do this, do it, and then we will jump out of airplanes together in the very first Eric Zane Show podcast, Summertime Air Orgy. Yes! And if you want your photograph taken or video taken of your jump, you can sign up for that too. That's all there. It's awesome, man. They've got a great setup there at Skydive Grand Haven, and you've got all day today, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. 4 more days to take advantage of this big sale. Thank you, Skydive Grand Haven. Merchant Automotive online at merchant-automotive.com. If you drive a diesel truck with a Duramax engine or an Allison transmission, and normally you probably work on it on your own, but if you're like, I don't know what's up with this, this is beyond my level of expertise, take it to the authority on Duramax engines and Allison transmissions, Merchant Automotive. They are in Zeeland, Michigan. All the information you need about them is at merchant-automotive.com. And if you'd like to do it yourself, they've got a number of kits that they manufacture there that you can use or you can buy and put onto your vehicle. When you go to merchant-automotive.com, it says shop by category, and there's a whole menu of different things that you can buy their kits for, including fuel contamination kits. This may sound weird, but if you, for some reason, get the wrong type of material inside of a gas tank to contaminate your diesel fuel, all is not lost. All you honestly need to do is buy a fuel contamination kit and follow the directions that are included with the kit. So let's say you have a diesel vehicle and somebody puts gasoline in it or something like that, or you mistakenly put gasoline in it. There you go. Fuel contamination kits. All OEM. I don't know what the fuck that means. All included, all proven. You click there. Fuel contamination kit with GM injectors and GM fuel pump. So you'll need all this to fix your fuel system. And that's going to cost you $5,000. I know you're like, what? Yeah, I know. Well, that's why it's a bad idea. Make sure you don't do this. You know what probably would make this a little easier? Don't put the wrong fuel into your diesel, or else you got to pay for this shit. Not that it's shit, but you're going to feel like shit when you got to drop $5,000 to fix your truck, dick. Anyway, if you look on their website, shop by category, you can get components and replacement parts for all of these various systems on your diesel motor or your diesel truck. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, if you like to roll coal when passing those pesky bicyclers, Merchant Automotive is your place. Hey, it's Eric Zane, and UncommonGoods.com is a great place to shop for the holidays. I just picked up a Himalayan salt barbecue plank. It's a square, 8 inches by 8 inches, inch and a half thick, made of Himalayan salt. You put it on the grill and your veggies on top of the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Oh my gosh. What a way to season the veggies with the Himalayan salt barbecue plank. Just one of the thousands of items for sale for everyone at uncommongoods.com. I love that when you're shopping for Christmas gifts at uncommongoods.com, you've got stuff for readers, for nerds, for travelers, for foodies, sports fans, for music lovers. Everything under the sun can be found at uncommongoods.com. The kids are like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And I go, well, just go to uncommongoods.com and find something that you know I'll like. And you can do the same thing. And I've got a special deal for you. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/Zane. That's uncommongoods.com/Zane. You'll get 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer, or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in, all with the style you want and reliability you can count on, so you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.
Somebody I don't recognize came in here and said, hey, what's going on? That would be light_butterfly14. Hey, what's going on here, buddy? Like I'm conducting a question and answer. And then he wrote, I'ma leave, boring. Oh, okay. Well, Jesus, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I didn't stop what I was doing to talk to you personally. Well, make sure you come on back. I think you're still here. Yeah, what the hell is your problem? You got like a short attention span? My God. You know what I do want to talk about? There's a lot of things in football that I want to get to. This might be the worst on a Muppety Monday. One of the most awful videos I've ever seen. We've covered a lot of injuries while watching football and other sports. But this one in particular really kind of fried my brain. Because basically, the guy carrying the ball here for Texas, he gets like broken in half. Like there's a moment in this video, there's no sound to it, where he's running and he hurdles over number 41 and then something bad happens and all of a sudden his body is folded in half but backwards. And his feet are like it's a giant, it's almost like when you fall on your face and your leg's scorpion. It's like that, except the way the spine went, it's like the spine was broken in half. It's really crazy, and you have to really see it. So I apologize for the audio podcast consumers who don't have a chance to see it, and you have to watch it later when you click on the link in the show notes. But I'll try to describe this even in more detail. But here he leaves his feet and he hurdles the guy. But then 41 kind of catches his legs. So now this guy is about 5 feet off the ground, the ball carrier. And he's out of control here. Now he's in the air. Now you're going to see another guy come in here. Now ball carrier is going to the ground and this other guy who's going to hit him for the opposition, he's going to hit him in the back and his spine is going to explode and it's not even going to resemble. It's going to look like oatmeal, this guy's spine. So right here. Now, if you really want to do the most damage, you hit with the crown of your helmet right onto the spine. So that's what he does. He smashes the guy's spine. Now watch. How, see, right now he's upright. His head is on the ground. It's almost like he's doing a handstand. But then these feet are going to fold backwards like a jackknife. And his feet are going to be out in front of his head. Here, see, now look at. I forgot to mention that his head hits the ground. And then he breaks all of his cervical vertebrae, those are all disintegrated. And then the middle part is disintegrated because the guy hit him in the back. And then watch, he's folded backwards. He's in half. How can this possibly be? What are we seeing here? My mind is not computing what I'm seeing. And now I'm scrubbing through it, so we're watching it in a ridiculous fashion. At this point, the only question that needs to be asked is, when is the funeral? Okay. Ball comes loose. That's because he's lost. He's dead. He's got to be dead, right? That, I think, might be the most ridiculous a bit of damage I have ever seen in any sporting event. What the hell? Let me write Robinson, Texas, number 5, injury update. It should say deceased. Yeah, I don't know. Unless this is like an old video. I'm not entirely sure. I think it is a. I think it is an old video. I think this is a video of Bijan Robinson, who is one of the best backs in the NFL right now. But when I saw it, it appeared to be brand new. But just by doing the work in this show here, I think I have found the original footage.
Well, you're out of here. Boy, look at those shutdowns. He goes right to Robinson, who floods the zone. Down he goes. Ball's loose. Ball is loose. Back to the 26-yard line as he was hit by Morgenstern, number
40. My God, there he is. He's running.
He tried to go above him.
Well, you go airborne, boy. You better make sure that you got that ball seated properly. Again, that ball, it's almost a natural
Take your
arm and extend it away from your body to cushion your fall. But watch what happens here. Ball almost comes out, man. That just looks nasty.
He's a
celebrated freshman.
He got up and probably got the next handoff. Maureen says, ball is loose and runner is deceased. Okay, so when I saw that come across my feed, my apologies. I thought that was brand new. It is not. I don't like that. I don't like playing a piece of old material and act like it just happened the day after, but such is life. This one, I know, just happened. Football player Malachi Toney is running out of bounds. There's like a chick that's standing on the sidelines, and she, I don't know what her job is. She's might be a trainer or something. So this guy is going to smash her into oblivion.
Isaiah Brown Murray.
And then the guy helped her up, thank God. Boy, did he truck her.
Bumped out inside the 25-yard line. Isaiah Brown Murray.
Did the first guy get out of the way?
Bumped out.
He totally did. This guy does like ole. Like he's the matador, and this Malachi Toney is the bull. And he goes, ole, and he goes flying by and smashes right into her.
Bumped out inside the 25-yard line. Isaiah Brown Murray pushed him out. Bumped out inside the 25.
Boy, she's good thing she's young. If that was like an old bastard like me. Dan says she will for sure have bruised tatas. How about if they fall in love? All right. That was a hell of a hit. That's part of Muppety Monday right here on the show. I want to get into a little bit of the exchanges between Mayor Mamdani. I forget his first name. Mayor Mamdani from New York and Trump. I saw this and I was like, what? Mamdani ran for mayor of New York, and he won. And I think his platform was, all right, fuck Trump. I hate Trump. He's a fascist. Everybody's getting free fast buses. And I'm going to tax all the rich fuckers, and I am a socialist. Trump has been saying he's a communist. Trump has said he's going to do as much as he can to withhold money from the community of New York, because Mamdani is the mayor. So it's like a huge problem. Well, Mamdani goes to the White House and these two hit it off like a buddy film. Here you go.
Are you affirming that you think President Trump is a fascist?
Okay, so the White House reporter, are you affirming that you think President Trump is a fascist?
I've spoken about...
That's okay, you can just say
okay.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. It's easier. It's easier than explaining it. I don't mind.
Someone wrote, it's harder to hate him when he's so goddamn funny. this guy is being asked in front of Trump, do you think he's a fascist? And Trump says, ah, it's all right. You can say it. Oh, my God.
Affirming that you think President Trump is a fascist?
I've spoken about...
That's okay. You can just say yes. Okay. Okay. Yeah. It's easier. It's easier than explaining it. I don't mind.
Holy shit. That's wonderful. There's a little bit more to this. I have another clip. Thank you, by the way, to Man Bun Chris for sending this along. More from Trump and Mamdani meeting in the White House.
Why did you fly here? Aren't trains greener?
Why did you fly here? Aren't trains cheaper or something like that? Or
trains greener?
I'll use every form of transit, and I want to make sure that they're all affordable in New York City, and that's why making buses fast and free is a centerpiece of our campaign.
Did you, there's a bus that goes.
Well, but I know, but if you flew, that's a lot quicker, too. You know, I mean, he's working very hard. For him to be, that's a very long drive. I'll stick up for you. You know, the plane takes you 30 minutes, and driving takes you a long time.
Mr. President, I was wondering if you could clear the man.
All right. So they clearly are best friends now. A little bit more. Zoran Mamdani says his meeting with Trump was productive. Described as a high-stakes meeting with the president. Trying to make sure he can deliver for New Yorkers. And he says, I have been heartened by the responses I've received from New Yorkers across the five boroughs who were encouraged to see the focus. Oh, whatever. He says, I appreciate the tone. We agree on a lot more than I thought I would have. I want him to do a great job and we'll help him do a great job, says Trump. See, that's always weird in politics where you can have moments like leading up to the election and after the election where, I should say leading up to the election, where everybody talks shit about each other, but then when it's all said and done, they're like friends? I don't get it. The men had publicly sparred for months with the president falsely calling Mamdani a communist and the mayor-elect vowing to Trump-proof the city. I was appreciative of the tone and the fact that both of us were looking to have a productive meeting, said Mamdani. One remarkable moment was the fascist moment. And president said, nah, it's all right. And during a Sunday appearance on Meet the Press, Mamdani said, I have called him a fascist in the past and I say it today. They achieved common ground around the cost of living. They talked about immigration. All right. If you didn't like Mamdani and he says Trump's a fascist and he was going to say it in the meeting with the press in the Oval Office and Trump says, I don't care, that immediately disarms him. And likewise for Trump. Okay. And the fact that Mamdani then sticks to his guns the next day and says, yeah, I think he's a fascist. And the fact that Trump's not bothered by that, I think is actually excellent. All right. Mamdani probably says Trump's a fascist and means it the same way Trump means Mamdani is a communist. See what I mean? Goes both ways. Donut Dan says it's amazing that Trump let him in the White House. Tomorrow they will be calling each other a-holes again. I don't know. Once you meet somebody, it disarms. That's why, you know, my enemies that exist in this world today, I don't want to meet any of those people. I don't want to talk to any of those people. It makes it more difficult. Well, no, not for me. I could. Bob says Trump is just reeling him in until he's ready to bend him over. Well, I don't know. But I thought that was fantastic. Do you still think That reporter's like, yeah, he's here. Call him a fascist. And Trump's like, yeah, it's fine. I am. Who cares? Even if Trump said, I am a fascist, no one's going to give a shit. Nobody cares. So I myself, for one, appreciated all of that. I thought that was pretty good. I don't know if any of you have heard the story about former Olympian snowboarder. I just picked up on the story. It's been going on for quite some time. I've been seeing it enough. Ryan Wedding is his name. Ryan James Wedding. He was a former top snowboarder that competed in the Olympics. And now he is one of the foremost, largest drug traffickers in the world. White dude in Mexico. And he has a drug empire now, according to the feds. And they say it is he is as big as Pablo Escobar and El Chapo were. Cash Patel, FBI Director Cash Patel, is the one who's comparing this guy, Ryan James Wedding, to El Chapo and Pablo Escobar. Let's get into some of this, see if we can learn more about Ryan James Wedding.
Tonight, a growing hunt for former Olympian Ryan Wedding. Authorities now offering $15 million for any tip that could capture the alleged drug kingpin.
Ryan Wedding is a modern-day iteration of Pablo Escobar. He's a modern-day iteration of El Chapo Guzman.
The former snowboarder facing new federal charges in the FBI's Operation Giant Slalom, accusing him of ordering the murder of a federal witness in Colombia, testifying on Wedding's alleged role running a massive transnational drug ring.
The witness was gunned down in a restaurant in Medellin before he could testify against Wedding.
I might have said Mexico. I know the witness there was killed in Colombia, but I guess I'm not sure where Wedding is right now.
The DOJ announcing 10 arrests in the murder plot, but say the 44-year-old remains at large in Mexico, protected by the powerful Sinaloa cartel, who authorities say he worked closely with to traffic an estimated 60 tons of cocaine from Mexico into Los Angeles each year.
It's killing our kids. It's killing our friends. It's killing our relatives. And this guy is responsible for a tremendous amount of that horror.
Canadian rider Ryan Wedding.
Wedding, who competed at the...
I forgot he was a Canadian. I thought he was a U.S. ski. I wonder if I got any of this right.
2002 Winter Games for Canada was added to the FBI's 10 Most Wanted last March. So far, federal authorities have indicted 35 suspects, seizing over 2,000 kilos of cocaine, $3 million in cryptocurrency, and $13 million in assets. Tonight, the attorney general says Mexican authorities are helping in their ongoing investigation.
Morgan joins us now live. Morgan, we saw a lot of images there of this.
Okay, now the question I have, and I don't think that they've got enough time to get into it. How in the world did Ryan Wedding make the transition from shredding snow to delivering snow?
Man, officials say...
I'm pretty proud of that, by the way.
Wedding may have changed his appearance.
Yeah, Tom, that's right. Since hiding out in Mexico, authorities say that Wedding may have changed his hair color or altered his appearance and may also be going by several aliases such as El Jefe Giant or even Public Enemy. Tom?
El Jefe Giant? Okay.
Tonight, after racing to Geneva to meet with a high-level Ukrainian...
Yeah, I'm very curious. This sounds like it'll be a movie later. And that's the piano finger banger says. This is going to make for such a sweet HBO biopic. Branjo says that is translated to the giant boss. Or the giant Jeff. Says Bob. Yeah, I'm not sure what it really translates to. Maybe you do. But, yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of like a... you might have the, when it comes to the HBO biopic, there's a little bit of the element of, you know how like in 8 Mile, one of the factors, the interesting nuances of Eminem's story is that he's a white guy rapping. So, and then he wins the rap battle and then goes on to great heights. Similarly, this guy is the white snowboarder from Canada becoming a drug kingpin. That's a interesting angle on this story. There's a lot of awesome possibilities here. I'm actually happy for him. Bob says, my name's Jeff, which I just found out what that was from. I didn't even know what that was from. You ever see those videos about my name is Maximus Aurelius or whatever, and they show like a panther doing something amazing, and then they show, then you put in your cat and your cat's going, my name's Jeff. I love those videos. I could watch those all day. Like you see some great, what are those, Belgian Malinois dogs, like climbing up a wall or covering great ground when it leaps, great distance. That's the Maximus Aurelius whatever dog. And then my name's Jeff is like my dog. Lips all curled up. My name's Jeff. I love those. Donut Dan with a great question. How hard is it to find a white guy that says a bunch? Yeah, and if you're in a land of all brown people and one white guy, if you're that one white guy that the feds want, even if you're in Mexico, you don't leave wherever it is so that no one sees you. I imagine his time is short. He won't be around that much longer. They will catch him. Have you ever seen any of the stories of Pablo Escobar? There was a TV show. It might still be a TV show. I don't know. I think it was on Netflix called Narcos, starring, this is all I remember. It was somebody playing Pablo Escobar and someone else playing the good guys trying to capture him. And one of the good guys that's trying to capture him was the guy who is the Mandalorian. And so this is their story. And it was so good. It was fantastic. There's so many amazing tales of Pablo Escobar and like how ruthless he was. But he kind of like had two sides to him. There was the ruthless side that would murder and whatever to get what he wants, and then how he would win the people of wherever he was, Medellin, over. Like they loved him in his home community because he would like give them shit. He'd go through the streets and just like throw money out to the kids. Here, take some money. It's because of him that the hippo is a invasive species in that part of the world of Colombia, because he had hippos imported. And so the hippos start mating on his property, which was vast. And then when he finally got caught and killed, everybody forgot about the fucking hippos. And so the hippos have this massive piece of property to roam on, and it was ideal. And you go walking in there, and there's like 80,000 hippos. You can look it up. Pablo Escobar's hippos. They're everywhere. There's more hippos in Colombia than there are people now because of Pablo Escobar. That's what you do when you're a drug kingpin. If you're a drug kingpin, you got to go the way of Gus Fring from Breaking Bad, Better Call Saul. You got to go low key. You got to go to work every day. You got to drive unassuming vehicle. You don't buy shit. You just launder. Shell company, offshore, shell, off, shore, off, hell, shell, offshore. All right? That's all you do. And no one has any idea what hit them. You finally check out, you die, and everybody has, and your family has billions of dollars. It's the only way to operate. If I ever become a drug kingpin, that's the way I'm going to do it. Low key. All right. As always, ladies and gentlemen, my sponsors make this show, as well as you. Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, ervines.com. That's ervines.com. You can call them at 616-532-6600. Trusted place to get your vehicle repaired. Go in, say hi to some familiar names. Megan, of course, is there, where we are doing great food giveaway number 6. Right in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Free loaner cars when you get your vehicle fixed. Take your car there, and they will take a look at it and figure out what's wrong with it, and then figure out a plan for you to deal with it. Thank you to Irvine's. When it comes to tree removal in West Michigan, thank you to Kuiper Tree Care, K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. K-U-I-P-E-R, treecare.com. You can reach out to them at 616-828-8225. If you got a tree down, they'll take care of that. Any storm damage, maybe an unwanted tree, they'll grind the stump. They can do it all for you if you're in West Michigan. KuiperTreeCare.com. Be thinking of your asshole of the day, ladies and gentlemen. We are a moment away from it. And Chris reminded me. Thank you for that. Takes a village. You can meet Santa at Irvine's on Saturday, 9 to noon at Irvine's. And bring your pups. You can bring your dog to sit on Santa's lap. Oh, my God. Free hot cocoa and something else is free. I forget what. Chris probably knows. There you go. That's going on this weekend on Small Business Saturday. All right, and finally, thank you as always to Frank Fuss from My Policy Shop Insurance. Frank is the guru on all things Obamacare / Affordable Care Act / healthcare.gov. Same thing, known by all of those things. If that's how you get your insurance, this year to next year is tricky. I don't know if it's a great idea to just say, well, I'll just let it carry over from last year and not worry about it. Because if you don't do anything, that is going to happen. However, you may be stuck paying a significant amount more than what you're paying right now as 2025 winds down. You need to review. I did that on November 1 with Frank. He said, okay. Your current policy, if you stay with that same policy, it's going to skyrocket because you pay some of the premium, not all of the premium. Do you want to do that again? I go, I do not. I said, okay. And he worked his magic, and I'm now good to go. Frank can help you. All you need to do is make an appointment with him, and you do that by going to, pay attention, appointmentwithfrank.com. At the very least, have them take a look at what you have. Doesn't cost you anything. It's free. It's going to take you half an hour of your time, maybe less. But do the first thing, appointmentwithfrank.com. Let us get to the asshole of the day. Today's asshole of the day. Thank you to Birch Barlow for suggesting this, is Tony Gates. What a cock. Congrats on winning the award. You suck. That is my time today, folks. You have once again been an absolutely outstanding audience, and I'm lucky to have you. Thank you for being here. I'll join you on the Patreon a little later on. Okay. Till then, or till tomorrow, have a good one. Take care.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more. Like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork. Refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer. Or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in. All with the style you want and reliability you can count on. So you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances. So much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.